Welcome everyone to I forgot whatever bit I was going to do.
Wasn't it like reinventing the wheel?
That's the name, yes. I just had a bit and I lost it.
You lost a bit because you forgot the name of your own pod?
No, I had a bit I was going to do.
Oh, a bit?
I forgot what it was. Now it's gone.
Great.
Recorded live in front of the audience. Reinventing the wheel is here.
It sure is.
This is the move cast.
I'm fascinated by your desire to get a podcast about me moving. I'm not complaining, but
it's more just like moving in general happening.
Yeah. I am in fact moving in general. I'm moving pretty far. I'm moving like 2,000 miles actually.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
You are leaving the great state of Washington.
Can I start by bitching about Washington, or should we save that?
Oh, please.
Everything in Washington is so goddamn expensive.
Yeah.
There is no reason at all for a 12-pack of any beverage to cost $10.
Oof.
And you go to the store and it's like, yeah, it's $10 for a thing of Coke. And it becomes that much more suspicious, that much more disconcerting that it's $4 for a 12-pack of store brand Coke. How much shittier is that?
You got to pay for the word I'm looking for.
I know there's like a soda tax, but like, goddamn, this is not my only complaint.
I'm sure there's.
But I'm ordering a pizza right now, and they're trying to charge me $4 for a 2-liter, and I'm like, you are high out of your mind.
Oof.
I'm not doing that. I'll drink from the faucet.
Yeah. I have adapted somewhat to it, but also out of necessity more than choice.
I've lived here for, what, 7 or 8 years now, right? I got here in late 2017, I want to say. And I'm used to it, but I've never
accepted it.
Yeah, because I grew up in a town of 3,000 people, and that you don't do that shit. You don't price things that way. That's fucked up. I just paid $17 for a socket wrench. Why? Because I'm in fucking Seattle.
Yeah. That big city tax, you know?
It's not all about food either. Gas is a little over $5 a gallon, and the thing is, when you've lived a life where you know things don't cost that much, every time you see it cost that much, you feel insulted.
Yeah. And this is also where else am I going to go right now?
Okay, you pick up a 20-ounce Coke, which is, in my experience, worth $1.19, and you pay $2.29 for it. And you walk out of the store and you look and you see you're next to the fucking King County bus system. And you just want to look at the city as a person and be like, do you think I'm fucking stupid? What did you need that extra $1.10 for? What, you didn't lower my fucking rent with it? What's it for?
Yeah.
And I know I sound like an old libertarian complaining about the price of everything. But let's go ahead and swing it back into house town by putting it all into perspective. I shell out, between me and my spouse, about $1,600 a month for a 600-square-foot box we call an apartment, right?
Yeah.
Wheeler, my friend, I'm moving into a 2,000-square-foot, 7,000-square-foot yard, 600-square-foot basement house in Kansas. And my mortgage is $500 a month. I'm getting 5 times as much house to live in for $1,100 less. I feel like I'm being bullshitted every day I live here.
You kind of are.
because it takes half an hour to drive to Seattle with the fucking traffic what it is. And here's the thing. Where I'm going, it's going to be about half an hour to get to Wichita, at which point I'm a four-hour flight from everywhere in the country. So you tell me how it's that much different. It would be more cost-effective for me to live there and just fly up here on the weekends. Anytime.
Yeah, like the pay. The pay here just didn't have to pay for everything else around here.
Let me tell you something about pay, Wheeler. Maybe this is the life hack for millennials, right? I came to a town where you can't afford anything, and I have a pretty good management job. I manage a garden center. I make about $4 above minimum wage here. I'm taking a $3 pay cut to go to Kansas. You know where that puts me as far as parity over the fucking minimum wage goes? I'm going to be making $9 above minimum wage there after a $3 pay cut. This is the hack, dude. Like, if you're in your 30s or your mid-20s, go to an expensive city and suffer for, like, half a decade and just put away 10% of your paycheck, no matter what, and then leave. Fucking go nowhere. Go to a place like Fish Camp, California, or fucking Moose Knuckle, Iowa. It doesn't matter. You just go where the money is, take it, and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Now you can apply this at scale and say the money is at Jeff Bezos's house.
And just take it from there.
You need to go there and take it and get the fuck out of there, and I would agree with you. But this is easier. Now, I might sound like I'm angry, but actually, this is one of the most exciting days of my life. Buying a house rules. Yeah. Do you want to hear about the process? Because it's kind of funny.
Oh, sure.
So life is a magical thing, right? Like, I'm friends with this, like, 58-year-old lesbian who wore suspenders to work every day and, like, not to pick on her, but her vocabulary was like 40% grunting. She was like a dwarf from World of Warcraft in our world, and I love her for that. That's so cool. And she bought an Isuzu box truck and said, "Hey, would you and the electronics lead help me move?" And this was about a year ago, and I said, "Yeah, sure, what the fuck, I don't care." She gave us $50 and took us to, was it Mazatlan? It was Azteca. She took us to Azteca, and I had mole for the first time. It was magical. I didn't know they made a sauce out of chocolate. That was savory. And I helped her empty out her storage unit into that Isuzu truck. And then a year and some change passed. And we were looking for a house down in Oregon. Beautiful little town called Roseburg. Now, did you watch the most recent Transformers movie?
I did not.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Our listeners have. They go to Peru in that movie, and Peru has these beautiful green mountains that are covered in plant life. And Roseburg also has those in miniature, which I found incredibly novel. It felt like I was moving to a totally different country. And so, we took a little work vacation, went down to California to see my in-laws, and somewhere back and forth going through the air, all the prices for everything in Roseburg fucking doubled. It was like a fucking prank. Like, we passed it at like 30,000 feet, and they were like, oh, there they go. Everyone just start reeling up your prices real fast. So when we got back on the ground and I saw that the economy there was fucked, I called my buddy from work. And I said, "Yo, you moved to Kansas. What's it like?" And she's like, "Well, it's, I had a heart attack, and so I'm on leave from work right now, but it is, surprisingly gay-friendly, easy to afford, and, I'm getting along just fine despite everything." And I was like, "Well, damn, sick, we're coming." And I got on Zillow, right, and I looked up Kansas house listings, and I found one listed for $20,000 American dollars. And I was like, "That's bullshit.
What's the catch?"
So I called the realtor who runs that, like, was selling that house. And I was like, "Hey, look, I noticed this house is listed for $20,000. What's going on there?" And she's like, "The foundation is completely fucked to bits. The foundation that holds the house upright is held together with a prayer at the moment." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Great. So I'm not moving into that. Can you give me your top five in the area that don't have mold are not falling down, and we could conceivably live in long term. And to her credit, she did exactly that. And within a week, we had video tours, and we had picked out a house, and my email inbox got destroyed by my realtor, a loan officer, my insurance guy, my warranty company, the utilities people, the loan people, the bank. Listen, what they don't tell you is that everyone owns your house. Until you do. I own my house now, which is fucking cool. It's my house. It's my address. I pay the mortgage. I pay the utilities. It's my property. I'm responsible for it, and when it's fully paid off, my name goes onto the title. Now, before I got to that point, I feel like I had to shake hands with every single legal representative in the entire town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's scary about buying a house, is because you have to, like, thank God I'm from the most yeehaw-ass little town, because I put on that fucking D&D rustic hospitality and just really, they ate it up. Which, it's real, it's sincere, it's how I am, but, like, I was hamming it up and they were digging it. And, my God, like, it all tumbled over at once. We had three picks, right? And it's weird to be picky about this kind of thing, because on the one hand, you should, because that's where you're going to be living. But on the other hand, it's like, this place is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. This is completely unfeasible that I would ever, like, attempt to buy this. How do I have the right to accept, like, you feel so much smaller than the house. But our first one was fucking enormous. I'm talking, it was like 5,000 square feet. It was like a mansion. And it was on the market for like dick. And the reason was, it was like 130 years old. The walls were made of plaster. The foundation was eh. The shit was weird. It smelled bad. The power was off. The electrical was old.
Yeah.
But it was still like, huh, wow, cool. That's a hell of a house. It's really very big. And then there was one. And this is where it kind of felt weird, because it's like, she showed us the next house, and it was small, it was brown, and me and my spouse looked at each other, and we both said, it's kind of cute. It's cute. Do we want cute? And then we found the miracle house. My fucking optical illusion of a home. It looks teeny tiny from the front, and then it just keeps on going, man. It keeps on going. 3-bed, 2-bath, office, art studio, basement, den, living room, farm-style kitchen. It's enormous, and it's not even expensive. I'm going to have room for a pool table, jukebox, fig trees. I'm going to have the 12-foot-tall Home Depot skeleton. Like, I really am planning on getting that thing and dressing it up for the holidays and being fucking obnoxious about it. Like, I wasn't this person a month ago. But now that the possibility exists, I can feel myself becoming worse. I'm going to terrorize my neighbor. So that's what buying a house is like, if you're wondering. That's just the overview. So, you're the host. If you want to needle in on anything, be my guest. Literally, I'm a homeowner.
I feel like some of that should wait till the house, in the house.
Oh, I don't care. I'm in it in my mind right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the actual podcast talks about it. Like,
oh, yeah. The Corey in the house edit where it's just my fucking face, right?
That too.
But, I mean, if you want to talk about moving, our apartment is full to the brim with boxes, and I can tell you anything.
I've heard some U-Haul trouble, as you do.
Fuck the U-Haul company, okay? Them orange bitches with their interesting trucks with pictures of aliens and Stonehenge and shit on it. I'm so mad at them, because I know that you can look at the back of their truck and it's like, wow, $35 all day for in-town moving. That sounds so great. If you leave town, it goes from $35 to 2,000 American dollars.
That's where they trick you.
Yeah. Kind of makes me think it would be cheaper to spend $35 and take it one town over and spend another $35 and just kind of daisy chain U-Hauls all the way across the country. But what's actually cheaper is auctions. And that's what we're involved with right now. Because Lori had the right idea. Get yourself an Isuzu box truck. There are auctions out there. And diesel is pretty expensive. But you can't beat the towing capacity. And what happens is that businesses will say, oh, cool, corporate just bought us a new fleet of trucks. Let's liquidate these old bitches. And so they'll put a perfectly good box truck out to auction for $40. And then people will ramp it up and ramp it up. Because of course they will. It's eBay. Well, it's not eBay, but it's that philosophy.
Yeah.
But right now, we're plugged in to maybe scoop up a truck for the $600 to $800 range and fucking keep it instead of renting it for $2,000. And if we do that, we can, like, unpack our shit and then, like, cut holes in the side and make, like, a food truck or a camper or a fun little mobile thingy that we can just have and have fun with.
Yeah.
We can paint pictures on the side and delight the children. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter what we do with it. It's always, if I put across one message in this entire podcast, it's three words. Never rent anything.
Yeah,
never rent anything. You buy it or you steal it, but you keep it no matter what. You gotta keep it.
Something that also about Washington houses.
Uh-huh.
Very much senior oriented.
Holy fucking shit, dude. What the hell? Not everyone in Washington is 80 years old.
You're trying to be Florida too.
You're not gonna be Florida too, because here's the trick. Nothing in Florida costs any money.
That's also true.
If you're in Tampa or Miami or something like that, yeah, you pay the tourist tax. But if you're in, like, God, if you're in some place in Florida that has, like, the most exciting thing around is, like, the Wendy's where everyone hangs out, then your rent is, like, $400 a month, max. And you can live there just fine, whether you're young or old. And if you're old, then you're probably cold, and you're going to go there. That's another problem with Washington. It's 99,000 degrees outside right now, but on September 1st, it's going to plunge to Antarctic and stay there for the next 15 months.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Washington State. You're delightful, but also, off my fucking farts, you terrible state. You have 8 biomes and 2 kinds of weather, on or off.
Oh, yeah, because I did was curious and did a quick local Zillow, and, like, the first one I saw for a decent, like, oh, that's not too bad price was also in, like, a senior community. And it's like,
Every time we would look for, like, a nice apartment in Roseburg, every single one was 5+, dude. Everyone. There aren't that many old people on this earth.
Not for long.
I was talking to a customer, one of my regulars. She's an elder person, and she lives at the old folks' home right behind my garden center, which, holy shit, dude, I'm only running that garden center for 5 more days. I feel so good. She came by, and she heard about the move, and we were talking about how everything's 55+, and she's like, yeah, I find that I can get away with moving just about anywhere, and I'm like, I feel like sometimes I should just get a tent and wait 30 years. Like, if I want to get into any of these places, I better just park it on the lawn and age. I sound so much madder than I am. I'm just reeling over all of the difficulties I had, which is a weird state to be in when you just experience the miracle of home ownership.
Yeah, you're free now.
I'm not a renter anymore. I don't rent. I don't even rent movies.
There should be, like, a 55+ tag on Zillow, so people know.
that is what's infuriating. Like, you can't filter by it. If you could, it would be perfect. I wouldn't care if I only had two search results if they were both valid for me. Instead, I get, like, 100 search results and I can't go to any of them.
Yeah. Let's see. Can I find this? Oh, okay. I remember looking on Zillow and, well, in C-Zillow for a second and seeing, like, mansions for, like, the price of regular houses around here.
You know my favorite thing to do? I guess you never stop being a celebrity as long as people know your name. But if you ever look at something like Michael Jordan's old house on Zillow...
Huh.
It's like a shockingly reasonable price of like only $1 million or $2 for this sprawling mansion with a basketball court in the middle of it.
And okay.
Everything is beautiful and nothing is worth anything. And it's staggering.
Remembering this Elon Musk looking evil mansion, evil house.
You talking about this little triangle house?
It's a little bit. Like, something someone would make, like, in this area.
If they made it up here, I would question their motives, but like, that's North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see that long carport and double sliding doors in North Carolina, and I'm like, this looks so comfy. Their car is never going to be hot, and their cat is always going to be warm. Like, sometimes a weird house is what you need.
Yeah, yeah. This one is weird, because I think... This is, like, in my hometown. I have no idea where this could be. That's another thing. Also, this.
That just looks like my grandma's house. It shouldn't be $120,000 for my grandma's house. My grandma's house is a double wide. Like,
let me go searching my hometown a little bit. For bedroom, this is a fixture-upper. Okay, I see this now. I want to say a four-bedroom, four-bath for $70,000.
That's great.
But it's a very clearly a fixer-upper, like an old house. Looks like a haunted mansion house a little bit.
a real concern is, do I want to clean that much house?
For $70,000, though.
Yeah,
That's good or that. Here, I'll post it.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. I have to get special insurance, because my house is 116 years old. Normally that's scary, but here's the thing.
This is built in 1900.
Yeah. The siding on that house is probably asbestos. I have to get special insurance because asbestos siding is not something you're going to inhale and it's going to threaten your health or give you mesothelioma, but it is a threat to the environment, and that means your insurance is going to be more expensive. And replacing all the siding on your house, also expensive, although I think we'll probably upgrade to something a little safer one day so we can get cheaper insurance, and also because it's fucking asbestos.
This is a $200K. 5-bathroom, and it looks amazing. I'm just gonna send you the Zillow. I'm gonna post the Zillow link because this is it.
You know what felt good? I have to open these on my computer because once the house sale went through, I deleted Zillow off of my phone. Oh my god!
Yeah, I gotta know what the catch is here.
200. It's built in 1928. See remarks for heating. Okay. Oh. Let's see what the remarks are. Generator, fuel tank, leased, propane fuel tank above. No HOA, which is nice. Have you ever considered going to war?
War?
Yeah, have you ever considered going to war?
A little bit.
Because if you do, and you're a boot boy, you can get a VA loan, which means give me the house, and they say yes. That's really all it means.
Yeah, I'm looking through this, and this is like, I hate thing. That's what this makes me feel. It's like, oh, this is where you live for the rest of your life. You die in this house.
It's really this is too much house for me. I'm gonna be real. This house is not that much bigger than my house, but the scale and scope and shape of the rooms, I would be fucking lost in here. My house is way cozier than this. Is fucking regal. I don't dig it.
Honestly, that's what a lot of the Indian I like. They're like, they aren't made for real people. They're either made for families of 10 people or someone who needs a vacation home. And I don't know why you're getting a vacation home in North Carolina.
It's near water.
This is not Goldsboro. That's out of the way.
I had a friend who was from Goldsboro. That's nothing. That's just me being old.
Let me do a quick one more search of like my actual hometown, the more of the boonies, if you will. Nothing remarkable here. Actually, let me go actually filter this outside of the me putting it on the low maximum, and let's go see what's like crazy around here. 200. Okay, go. This is great podcast material, by the way.
We're gonna.
Good job. I'm not putting this in there. This is just for us.
You can trim as much dead air as you want.
Oh, here's another one that's just insane. Here's another one. This is more the price that you would expect for these type of houses, but I just like looking at the insane houses that are just in these like. Not to deride myself, but this is like a nothing town, I will say.
This fucking house is so extravagant. I have some real shithill... Like, my cousins suck, okay? My aunts, my uncles, my cousins.
There's so many of these. There's so many of these.
Let me narrow in on the kind of fucking house that my cousins are no doubt in. I bet the price will jump. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're up there now. Average price near about doubled. This seems about right for them, fuckers.
Like, one thing I don't like is, like, the community, cookie cutter homes that you can tell are, like, made the same way as all the homes around them.
Here's a house in Southern Pines, North Carolina, for $1.4 million.
Let's go. How many rooms?
6 beds. 5 baths. This is the kind of shit that you buy only when you essentially need physical storage for your money.
Let me go all the way up this time. All the way up. Because let me see how bad it gets locally for me. Well, at the time. Go 9,000 minimum. This got nothing. Go 5,500 medium. This is how much land is this? This is not okay. These do not seem like there's. This is at least multiple houses. None of these are looks like they should be worth this. Maybe this one for 500K.
Is 500K really as high as it goes in Goldsboro?
Basically, This one has a price cut of 200K. A 200K price cut. So,
hey Wheeler, do you want to buy a beach?
I'd rather not.
Do you want to see a really high number?
Sure. Look at the one I posted also.
I will. What happened to the lawn? It's fucked. I don't even like lawns, but that's really fucked.
This is a 200K price cut.
It's so brown. What's that feel?
Here's the aerial view.
That room with the red carpet is frightening me.
I'm assuming you get all of this.
Are you ready for the fucked up thing? Close your eyes and take a deep breath. You're not in the headspace you think you need to be for this shit. All right. Give her a click.
That's a beach. So you own everything except the houses?
I think you own the houses too.
No, they're not outside the outline. You don't. Well, you
only. You're talking about boats.
I'm not listing these in the podcast. I'm not. This is for us. The listeners can just enjoy the imagination.
You can list the more insane ones. I don't mind. This one, listener, is $25 million for a stretch of beach in my hometown of Beaufort, North Carolina. $25 million.
Let me just actually look locally here and see what's up there. Because, like, it's going to be fun. 100 results above 900K. 100 results. 8 bedroom, 3 bath. Let me see any, I'm seeing, like, mansion. Okay. Wait, what? What is this? I don't think this is a real thing.
The housing is so fucked. It used to be you could just walk somewhere and build one. Holy shit!
I don't think this... What is this? I don't...
What did you find?
I don't know. Oh, this is an entire condominium? Right. This is an entire condominium. And they're just listing it as 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Wait, it's... It has one less bedroom and one more bath than mine. Like, the house I just bought.
No, no. I think this is listing the entire thing, the entire building.
No, I don't think so. Not in Vancouver, Washington. Who's going to pay $12,000 a month for goddamn anything?
No. This is for the entire building. Each condo is 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Really?
And it's
how many condos?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's...
I don't think they listed this correctly.
No, this is fucked up. Houses are so fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find something even sillier real quick. Most of these I'm seeing now are like to-be-made homes. Sure. Oh, here's one. Here's an evil home.
Evil, huh?
Evil.
Ooh!
Yeah.
What? It was... Look at that spiral tree! That's...
This is evil.
This is some fucking...
Oh my god, the inside.
Do you remember that tour they had of Kanye West's really unsettling house with nothing in it?
Yeah.
At least this house has, like, a yellow cabinet in the bathroom.
Oh, but right.
That's really all you get. That's crazy. This house is evil. Now I'm a big fan of Big Mansion Hell.
Built in 1975. Okay, that explains.
Does that actually explain anything?
A lot. A little of the shapes. Okay. What else is there to talk about?
There's a lot.
We've gone through houses. I had the fire thing that
was... Yeah, man. That scared me. Like, we haven't talked about it much, but fire was scary, and you had one.
Not me personally. Like, an adjacent
fire. There was a fire near you, and it smoked up your Sonica.
It probably did.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
What's your favorite regional food now that you've been, like... Let's talk about where we've been, right? Because I've been everywhere at this point. But you went... Did you go straight from the East Coast to the West Coast?
Yeah, basically.
What's your favorite shit on the East Coast?
Good Bojangles is like... Good Bojangles or like Cookout is like hard to beat.
I've never been to a Cookout.
Oh, that's...
I have missed out so much.
You lost your southern privileges.
No, they never built one in my town. Hold on, DoorDash is calling. Sorry, so you can't revoke my card for Cookout if they didn't build a Cookout.
Yeah.
I do miss Bojangles every day of my life.
For like West's regional food, I don't really not as bad. I don't have, like, strong feelings.
That's fair. Man, there's no Bojangles in Kansas, either.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, huh?
There's... Oh, cool! The Amtrak out of Wichita goes to Chicago, and there's, like, 3 Bojangles in Illinois. Also, our pizza arrived, so you're going to have to hold up the podcast while I become history's greatest monster for a minute here.
Okay.
Hi, Wheeler.
Hey.
Play a game of Will the Kitten Let Me Eat My Fucking...
No. But the answer is no.
No.
Oh, fuck. Thank you, little shit. I'm going to shoot that. Right. Ben, on Audi. All right, I'm here. So, we're talking regional food. What was your West Coast pick? Did you have one?
Not really.
Have you been to any of the West Coast locales, like In-N-Out or Dick's Drive-In?
In-N-Out, not really. I haven't been to In-N-Out. There have been a lot of places. I'm like Portland adjacent, but like very much on the adjacent part.
Well, I've been to both. I can vouch for. I had my burger animal style at In-N-Out. That whole frying and mustard thing, I don't like mustard. That was fucking delicious. And Dick's Drive-In is amazing. All the burgers are pre-made. They just throw them in a bag for a dollar. It's fucking nuts. But it really is just burgers over here. Now, I'm going to the Midwest, and we may be the first podcast ever talked about this. Do you know what a runza is?
Is it like a casserole?
No.
Okay, I don't know then. That was my first guess.
I'm going to show you a picture, and you just give me your take on it.
Interesting. Interesting.
There is a restaurant in the Midwest that I've gone to. I loved it. I was in Council Bluffs for a while, and my buddy took me there. The runza is sort of a homemade, delicious hot pocket with all sorts of different fillings. And it's cheap, it's tasty, and as far as regional foods go, it's either this or the cheese Frenchie for me. Do you know the cheese Frenchie?
I also do not know the cheese Frenchie.
So the thing about the Midwest is that everyone there has a death wish when it comes to food.
Yeah.
The cheese Frenchie is a grilled cheese sandwich that's been batter dipped in it's been batter dipped in cornflakes and deep fried. And they mix a little mayo in with the cheese so it gets extra creamy, and it'll kill you. It's very good. But it will kill you.
Oh.
They really like their cheese in the Midwest. I think it's got a lot to do with them being really, really white.
Yeah, yeah. ready to make some casseroles?
Honest to God, there are people who say that hot dish is the grossest thing. And honestly, we could talk about that video where they made cold dish out of fucking McDonald's ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
That was uniquely horrific. But hot dish is just a pile of good food with tater tots on top. Like, is it deeply, deeply white? Yes. Is it objectionable? Nah.
It's fine.
You hungry, ain't you?
I can't stop thinking about that. The McDonald's cat.
It's fucked. It's so fucked, man.
Could have made it. And I'd be fine with McDonald's.
I didn't like how they were just sort of violently jamming the ice cream into a casserole dish. That felt so wrong to me.
Yeah, they brought that from home.
It's so violent, and like it's disrespectful to the food, and like food doesn't garner much respect, but you're just brutalizing some normal ice cream.
I have a video.
Oh boy.
It's called Oh No.
Oh no!
It's a news anchor doing the carpool casserole.
No, dog shit, bullshit, horse shit, dog shit.
I'm just gonna skip to. Okay, it's like one actually starts.
Sweet fucking Jesus! Little Caesars hooked me up. I got that deep dish, Detroit style, extra pepperoni. Why the big? Those spoons are so big, dude.
Where is this? Okay, Springfield in Missouri. That's where this is. These people are. We're safe for now.
This is hateful. You shouldn't do this. This behavior represents an adversarial
attitude. They add in the McDonald's apple pies.
No, fuck off. Don't do that. Don't put pie in it. I hate these people. I've never met them. I can't stand them. Now, food crimes aside, I will say there's stuff to like about everywhere I've been. Even my hometown, which for years I hated. It's a great place.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be a homesickness care package mail service where you can, like, mail a service outpost in your hometown, no matter where it is. And, like, if I did it, they would send me everything I needed for fried shrimp and weird red hot dogs and really vinegary dry barbecue.
Yeah.
We deserve it. You can serve it to me in a hat that says where tobacco is a vegetable. I don't mind.
Just, you know, you just need a good, like, good styrofoam, you know, the container.
Yeah, the sweaty clam. That's what they call the.
Yeah. The fire thing. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, man. Do we know how the fire started in the other person's apartment?
Barbecuing outside.
Oh, God.
And not on the, like, the balcony.
No.
Not supposed to do that. And then
no.
Fell over. They thought they cleaned up all the charcoal. Didn't. Probably some fell through. And yeah.
Fucking unforgivable. That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would sooner forgive someone who fell asleep with a cigarette in their mouth than forgive someone who barbecued under a roof.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, technically, it was on a balcony, so, but like...
Pip, I am so fucking mad.
The struggle right now is just waiting for they recover per se, and deem salvageable, and the stuff that kind of just waiting.
Have you spoken with your neighbor?
Did I like the night at least?
Did you beat their ass? Were you about to say it crossed your mind? There's a safe space. You can be honest with me.
I'm fairly calm about this. Also, at the time, we weren't aware of the amount of actual damage or salvageability of everything. So, a little calmer at the time.
Wheeler, I'm popping into the podcast to say I think you should stomp them to death with your book.
Thank you. Thank you.
This has been Anna Moth Wizard.
Why Wheeler got hoops? Why Wheeler got socks on in his jacuzzi?
Those are his hoops, you bitch.
So yeah. Got moving in a new apartment after like a week or so of hotel life.
Very cool. Is it going to be a good apartment?
It's basically the same one, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, was the one you had pretty good?
I mean, it's an apartment. I can't talk it up too much, but it's there this year.
Well, I'm glad you've continued to live indoors.
Yeah.
Don't hold the kitten upside down. What? Oh, yeah, we got a kitten. You know this.
Yeah, Twofort.
Twofort. I love Twofort. She's good. Did you ever... This is a crazy question. I need you to think back to, I'm presuming, like, middle school to middle high school days. Did you ever see a website called Pokemon Crater?
I think so. Oh. I mean, Pokemon Crater. No. This is not the one of those I know of sites like this, but I don't think I use this one. I think there's a couple like this.
I used Pokemon Crater a lot, especially back in my going to Boys and Girls Club days, and it went down in 2007. It's fucking back! It's called Pokemon Vortex now, and I'm having a blast. They got fake Pokemon in here, like Crystal Onyx and shit. It's everything you could want as a child who wanted everything the anime had and couldn't get shit.
Oh, wait, I think I did play it as Vortex.
You did?
When it was Vortex. I think that's when I was playing. I played it before.
It's Vortex now, so that tracks.
I want to say, like, 2012. That sounds about when I was probably used it.
That tracks. Oh, man. This is coming down to the wire. Oh! Survive with 1 HP.
Pokemon. In recent things, they did another. Have you ever watched the Pokemon Trainer ranking videos?
Pokemon Trainer ranking videos?
Yeah, where basically someone, guy who's really good.
Do you mean the Brock Ain't Shit video?
No. It's some guy good at coding. He basically made it so every trainer. I want to say it. I don't know what version of Gen 1 games faced each other using their logic. Like, basically round robin. Yeah. I did one for Crystal recently.
Ooh, yeah.
And the top end of it is like insane ELO stuff.
Just really unbalanced.
It's kind of a spoiler.
Oh, I've seen it.
The Crystal one?
Probably. I don't remember it because I watched nothing but Pokemon speedruns, but it's fine.
Okay, so the Crystal one's new, but like, this spoiler's fine. Red is, the Red and Crystal is undefeatable.
Yeah, he's anyone fucked, ever. Right?
Yeah.
He's like a million miles above everyone else.
And the blue under him is like, also undefeatable by anyone other than Red. And it's like, yeah, it's very fun. Very funny that way. It's a good video, especially seeing, like, where everyone ranks and how much power curve at the end.
I like it very much, yes. It's, I like when someone really pours the full force of their mental illness into statistics. I feel like that's a very good use of it.
Yeah. ELO stuff is fun.
Didn't ELO get popular because of, like, online chess?
Yeah, basically. Mentioned strategy in, certain chess strategies are so high they by other chess strategies and all that.
That's dumb.
Yeah, chess is, I'm a smart guy. I'm not chess smart.
I used to have some friends, especially in high school, who were pretty great at chess, and they would try to show me, but I was pretty much always doing bits. So, like, they would try to show me, and I would just be fucking around, and they would get mad. So,
yeah, it sounds like chess.
It's like I accidentally invented the bong cloud. Sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I just wanted to piss you off, because I'm 15.
The other thing I have here is I finished Smallville Season 1 after 3 years, about.
Sweet Jesus.
I mean, consistently.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So 12 episodes. 20? It's not that many episodes. It's a Superman story.
A Superman story.
Superman. Yeah. It's 21 episodes of season 1.
Wow.
Yeah. The thing that strikes me about it the most in a day is how much of, like, action is in it. Because, like, there's, like, sometimes on, like, a cutaway, cutback, they just randomly have, like, gorillas playing. Or, I don't know. Nickelback, maybe? Probably Nickelback.
Why it's 2000 Nickelback there.
Just, you know, music to set the mood. Let me see, Smallville. Music. Superman, it's not easy. Oh no, this is okay. So music season 1. season one music. Okay, here it goes. The Weight Is by Bruce Hornsby.
Oh my god.
Unstable by The Calling. Everything I Own by Jude. Everything by Lighthouse. This is episode one, by the way.
One? That's so many for one episode.
Last Resort, episode two. Last Resort, Papa Roach.
You're Island,
kidding. Yes. Island in the Sun by Weezer. Love You Madly by Cake.
Oh, I love that song.
Wherever you will go, The Calling. I'm not saying all the songs here. I'm just listing ones that seem like here are things here. Episode three, Made Fat, I said. Eastwood by Gorillaz.
Holy shit.
Motivation 41. Never Let Third Eye Blind.
How?
This is really cheap in 2001.
This is like $1 trillion per episode. What the fuck?
Episode four, Movies, Alien Ant Farm. Analyze the Cranberries. Broken by Tom Thibodeau. Unwritten. Episode six, Rescue by Eve Six.
I don't know that one.
Ending Steel by Jewel. seven, 5-4 by Gorillaz.
Dude.
It's getting okay. Nails Slide by Invisible by Third Eye Blind.
Now that's pronounced Dido. I'm not letting you get away with
it. I don't know. I only know him from the Eminem song. Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
What a good song for Superman.
Oh, next one. Pacific Cody by Smash Mouth.
Yes!
The People That We Love by Bush. Tie Me Up by Handsome Devil. Next. Angel by Massive
Attack. I know Massive Attack.
She Lives Out of Water. Club 8. Not Looking by Driver. Oh, this next one. Next episode, When I'm With You by Simple Plan. SOS, Vigilantes of Love. These are
I know that.
Getting more. Next one, no songs I regularly recognize. Next one, Elevation by U2.
Oh, God.
Ooh, Lip by 741. Inflatable by Bush. Next one, Set It Off by POD. Oh. Oh, okay. It's fun because I think the people that sing the theme song is a band called Remy Zero. So they have another song called Perfect Memory that gets in here. Next one has Lonely Road of Faith by Nair.
I see.
I have a Nelly Furtado is in here. Oh. Of course, One Day by U2 in here. That's.
Oh my god. This is such bullshit.
Super Eye for Fighting.
Superman by Goldfinger. Like.
I'm pretty sure I heard, okay, let me go in here, see if was I, are there any iconic one? The Middle by Jimmy Eats World is in here. I didn't know she existed in 2001, but apparently yeah, she did.
She's been around.
I know she existed. She drank to get drunk in here. Here is God of Goo Goo Dolls.
How are you still naming songs? It's been like a typical year.
No such John Mayer. Let's see.
Hey, can I ask real quick, okay. What episode now, out of like 20 are you on?
Okay, we're done. I got through it all.
Sweet Jesus.
All. It's like the songs.
Those can't have all played like
audibly. Yeah, they all fit audibly. Like they're not for long, maybe like 20 seconds most.
Like but a background character's car, maybe. Like, that's what I can envision.
That counts also. Like, they either play, like, as, like, theme, like, transition into music. Oh, my God. This is hot in here in the season.
Did they?
Time to Party by Andrew WK isn't here.
Sick. Okay, I'm back in.
Stop Crying Your Heart Out by Oasis.
All right.
Somewhere Out There by Arlay. Is that the song I think it is not?
I don't know.
Let me listen to it real quick. I need a. I just need to confirm or deny real quick. Okay. Okay, no, it's not. Okay. I'm trying to make sure it's not something else. I only know one 980p song. I'm not. There's a lot of Boss House here.
Now,
I don't know why by Norah Jones. Bumblefoot, Good Charlotte.
Okay, I know that one.
Theory of a Dead Man is in here. Again, another lot of Boss House. Sweet Home Alabama. Home Sweep Alabama by Lizzie. That's different. I see. Superman Theme by John Williams.
Holy shit.
They got it, I guess. Don't Forget Me, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Swing Swing, All American Rejects. Okay. That's enough for season two. I'm gonna leave it here.
Now, Wheeler, I can't help but point out that this is maybe the best podcast in the world, where we look at houses people can't see and listen to music they can't hear.
Hey, we're not. We're just saying they can listen to them all. But yeah, this was TV shows are like in like 2001.
I mean, it kind of rules.
It really. This is a song with. This has been 3 episodes with 5 REM songs. Like, Imitation.
Any of them, just tell me them. Yes, I love REM.
Imitation of Life. Everybody Hurts. Losing My Religion. Bad Day. At My Most Beautiful.
I was hoping for Hurt the World as We Know It.
Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Why? It's Superman, dude.
1,000 Foot Crutch is in here. One Thing by Finger Lip. Oh god, I wanted to stop. My Immortal was in the episode. Yes.
No, for real?
Yes. Okay, they really cut down on season 3. They really cut down after season 1. Oh, so though. Pain by Jimmy Eat World.
Okay.
Blue Bart of Joe Rogan Dream.
No, fuck you. You're lying.
I gotta see if it's online. Smallville. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Okay. Whew. Here it is. Found it. Okay. Google me. YouTube. Let me copy this link. Okay. Thank you. I don't know what the scene is, but I have to share it. It's a football montage. No.
They played this during football?
He's getting prepared, getting suited up for football. He's literally just getting dressed for football. That's it. And then it ends. It's a 1-minute scene of that. They had crazy money in the early 2000s for this. I miss TV. I miss good TV.
Well, all that's left for me is 3 to 5 hour documentaries about aliens, crime, and the back rooms on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. 30 Little Secrets by All Mix. Okay, I think it's about to stop now. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of no commercial music used in this episode now. So, why is there a Bow Wow song in here now? I'm just gonna keep looking through for a little bit. Feel free to talk about something else.
I'm eating pizza. This is your podcast. You told me, hey, we're gonna podcast about your house, and I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I did. 4 One Republic songs. I don't know 4 One Republic songs. It's been for 10 seasons, by the way.
Wait, what?
Smallville. 10 seasons.
That's too many.
Hey. Holding Out for a Hero, obviously. To be fair, yeah, if I remember correctly, the later seasons get a bit bad, as most shows do, but it's fine. The last episode has 3 John Williams themes.
That's insane. How does Superman have more than one?
Superman March, main theme, love theme from Superman, and the prison yard end theme. Let me see this last one, see what it's like. Oh, these are all from, like, Superman the move from back in the day makes sense. Yeah, that's John Williams music, all right. I've gone through Smallville now. How about streaming not existing anymore?
Streaming is fucked, and it's, you know, those damn writers, they would just get back in the office.
And the actors, and the animators, and the Korean actors, and and the VO, and the...
I'm so proud of those VFX cunts who've been animating the Iron Man helmet going up and down for like 15 years. They finally said, that's enough helmet. Pay me more. I love it.
Yeah. I saw Quantumanium on the shelves at my local Safeway, and I keep forgetting that movie. Like, I don't think it happened. I don't think a movie happened. I know they kind of had to, they couldn't promote it much. Villain got allegations thrown his way that are very legitimate, but still, that movie did not exist.
Wheeler, they stopped making good TV.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in watch some like television. It's mostly just either reality TV shows that look like reality TV, or shows from the USA that have now been syndicated or something.
Characters welcome.
I'm gonna beat the Burn Notice. Suits in there.
I would love very much, and I could even put up with them putting Sherlock on the network if they had to. Sherlock, Hannibal, all the shows I hate. If they made a detective channel that featured Monk and fucking House and Columbo, I would watch it 24/7. I love detective shows so much, and there are some I don't respect, but a lot I do.
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, at the end of the day, that turned into a cop. And it'd be bad cop again.
That happens to every channel that runs out of money. Look at G4 Tech TV, the poor bastards. One day we had Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb, and the next day we had some guy getting arrested in his underwear.
Oh, to be fair, those coexisted for a while.
They did. And they shouldn't have. It was bad.
I don't know. There's good movies out there. They're happening. Just gotta find them.
Yeah, God, what's a good movie that I did watch recently? Because I am so picky. I still haven't seen Barbie. I was gonna see it with an old work friend, but he caught COVID after going to the fucking Final Fantasy 14 Orchestra in Vegas.
Oh, okay. It's a good thing you mentioned that. Have you seen the 10-part thread on Twitter?
Excuse me?
Okay, good. this is very breaking news on pod right now. You may have found where you caught it.
What, did everyone catch COVID?
Not everyone. One person, here, I'll show you the comic, and you can just kind of get a live reaction to it. Where is it?
I'm so scared right now.
My FanFest experience in a nutshell. Here you go. There's this comic. It has, like, 10 parts to it. Not actually that long, but, like...
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of text.
You can skim. Skim the best you can.
Yeah, I ain't reading this shit. No shade on the fucking...
Oh, no, that's fine. You can shade them.
No, the artists, they seem talented.
No, wait. You can shade them. You don't know yet.
Their persona is wearing a mask. Wait.
Make sure you're in panel.
Wait. No. No. No! Did you give everyone COVID?
Make sure you do that sixth panel. Which one? Yeah, that fifth panel.
What the fuck? You gave everyone COVID.
Make sure you read that last one in here. Not the picture, but the actual tech caption on it.
Through Vegas, FanFest was mid. How are you mad? You gave everyone COVID.
Obviously, that you probably weren't patient, but you didn't help.
What? Were? Like, this is easily their fault. They gave everyone COVID.
I'm glad to see you live on air.
This is distressing.
This is, probably at least be prepared for the worst if you go to a event.
We never stopped. It never stopped being COVID times. Like,
yeah,
I don't wear a mask to work anymore, but also I work outside in the garden where people can't get to me.
I don't think you understand what happened.
What happened here is that this furry gave everyone COVID. This is some rainforest behavior. Like, unbelievable. Fucking inexcusable. I'm so mad. I'm so mad at them. You gave everyone COVID.
Everyone is mad at now. Very much so. what is happening? Like, cop slide?
Okay, I've never seen that video with the real audio, alright? The first time I encountered it, it was fucking Gary's mod noises. And it only goes up from there.
I don't think it had any audio. I think it was just, door.
Was it the mayor who was like, I think a normal person would be fine with this. Like,
normal.
Most people would handle a slide just fine, says the mayor.
Everyone is, like, theory crafting for that. Like, like all friction. And, yeah, the friction. He had so much gear on. Like, Planet of the Base.
Okay, so they're doing a running gag with Planet of the Base where they replace the girl every single video and she's less and less engaged or engaged differently. And it's a good joke if you're a Eurobeat fan. However, everyone on Twitter is a fake Eurobeat fan, so they don't know this.
I'm also pretty sure these are all, like, they're all filmed, like, the same day.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Or if they are, like, the first one was recorded in, like, the World Trade Center, like, train terminal, which was excessively funny.
I think they got out or banned.
Something like that. It was really good. I'm really proud of them. Women are my favorite guy.
I agree.
As a transgender person, I can say the language we use to have conversations is getting steadily worse in a way that I'm very happy with. Like, we're just getting cruder and dumber as we get more frustrated with society at large. Calling each other slurs, saying that women are our favorite guy. It's nice. It's nice to have something like this to do.
Yeah. Baldgate.
Ah, Balding Gate, yes. What do you want?
You can die to the vampire while you're doing your thing.
The mods are rolling out, and I've got to hand it there to the person who specifically modded only orcish women to have bigger dicks than everyone else. I feel like that's canonical. Good for them.
I think that you feel like you can mod in. I feel like that it has everything other than that.
It's lore friendly.
I see her. That's the thing. I'm not a huge fan of them. That's the thing.
What are your preferred games? I know you play MOBAs and stuff.
get moments. Likes are fun, casual stuff, like sit down, play a game, and get back to doing whatever. I did finally install BL3 with the 100 gigs.
That's yet. Stupid. Hey, I'm not shilling, but have you heard about Palia? Because it's a big deal.
Palia
is an Animal Crossing MMO, essentially. You play as people folks, and the graphics are really pretty, and it's literally like mining, fishing, making your own furniture, decorating your own house, and like, I have already asked 5 people to give my referral so I can get all the dumb freebies you get, and it's going open beta, like, on Thursday, and I've been telling everybody, because I love fishing and MMOs so much it makes me look stupid, and this one has good fishing.
I'm have an interest. Seems interesting. Oh, yeah, at another time, Primer TV to let her know about all the weirdos that we'll be going to. So,
oh, it looks like my spouse just got a Palia beta code, and I did not.
Too bad for you.
I have to wait another day.
Just steal it.
Oh, wait! I got my invite code! I'm in!
You're in.
Fuck yeah! Download, motherfucker! Let me in! I'm playing Palia tonight! Please understand, I love MMOs, and they don't make them very much anymore, and this one looks really good.
They used to make too many of them.
Yeah, because that was the most profitable model, and then it fell off because everyone's a moron about it, and they're like, come to our special magical world where you can fuck a dragon! And it's like,
you know what?
Alright, well, I already fucked the dragon in the other 6 MMOs, you got anything else? And they're like, no!
Gachas are basically MMOs. They have a little chat.
I played fucking Cookie Run Kingdom for about a 6-month stretch there, and I can't do gachas no more. I really can't.
That's fair. I have a problem, not like me, but where I play one for like a day or two, and actually not any at all, and then I install it, and it'll like.
You know what you need, and I bought this game, and it might help you, since you like small games you can pick up and put down. From the developers of Katamari Reroll comes, yeah, you want those games, right? So here you go. Now let's
use them. That, like the idea of that, but I don't like the idea of playing that.
It's legit fun. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. Too old mobile game for me? Like... What mobile would be like Angry Birds or any game that's like Angry Birds? And, like, I like not something I am really into long term as they, yeah.
You just poke at it occasionally. It ain't nothing.
Yeah. I'm just going through my timeline to keep. Trying to remember if I missed anything important. Evil happened. I don't have any. I didn't watch it actually this year.
Evo.
Yeah. Again, be careful when you're going to big events. Because, yeah.
Was there a COVID outbreak at Evo too?
I mean, it had to be.
Yeah.
You can't say it. There's no reason it's not going to be. I do know Justin Wong got it. He posted bombing it, but like that's the only one I've seen so far, so.
Oh, I got into Palia early on my weekends, no less. On the same day I got a house, I got a video game about getting a house. This is great. I'm happy. I'm having a good time.
The one thing that everyone is hyped about, it's alright.
I don't get, like, I get it, but like, I think
it's,
we're using
it's a little overhyped.
I think they're using the wrong sound font, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fifth Gear is great, but do you know what? Do you know what they need? You know what sound font they need?
What?
An Ed and Eddy.
Yeah, they need more impact for the sound
plot. If Luffy dropped the fucking Subaru Wa, I would pog out of my mind.
Yeah, that would hit.
I do think it looks cool. I like that he has, like, curly white hair. That's a unique transformation that I can appreciate.
Yeah, it's a concept, and I was hyped for it in the manga at the time, but in general, it's kind of, it is not as epic as a lot of other transformations.
It doesn't translate as well. Like, it has the potential, but the animation and the sound design aren't lining up, and that's a shame.
It may be a little bit because, like, this is, like, it happening and not it. Because I think the build-up of, there was a little bit build-up to it that it made it fake, but, like, yeah.
Why is he beating the piss out of that dragon?
That dragon is the current big bad there.
I see.
He turns into a dragon, and he's undefeatable by the powers of Goofy.
You know what? Rolf from Ed, Edd n Eddy is, like, in fifth gear all the time.
Yeah. How interesting are you in the new Superman show?
There's a new Superman show? Oh, the cartoon?
He's oiled up.
He's oiled up?
Here, let me show you. He's oiled up.
Why did I get tagged in the Unova channel? Oh! I missed a Goldingo, that's why.
Oh.
Goldingo is my favorite Pokemon. That shitter is amazing.
But he's oiled up now.
Let me see this man oiled up. Wait, the bullets oiled him up?
Look, you'll see.
He's shiny.
Got him all oiled up.
When did cartoons go back to fucking X-Men guns? I thought we had grown out of that.
I think it's just this for now.
Okay.
This is the return.
Remember when they pulled a gun on Goku and he basically fucking ate it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's like, why don't you just shoot Goku while he's yelling? It's like, because he's a fucking animal, dude. He's going to tear it up. Ooh, Palia is 82% downloaded. It runs on Unreal, so it's like, it looks good, but it has, like, probably minimal FPS problems.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I was talking to P, and I posted about how, Sweet Tea, I mean, but, like, I posted about how her thing is saying someone doesn't hate something, they just haven't had it made the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they'll happen.
I make some pretty goddamn good sweet tea.
Happen.
Have you had Milo's yet?
Yeah.
Milo's is pretty close to right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about right.
I kind of couldn't believe it. I remember we started selling Milo's at the store, and my old boss Josh had some. And he's like, ooh, that's so sweet! And I'm like, you're a real pussy, ain't you, Josh?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Oh, yeah, Elon Musk is broken. He broke his back or something.
He has to get an MRI.
Yeah. You know, he builds muscle fast, so, you know, that stuff happens.
Man. He put a giant strobe light on top of his building across from people's apartments. First he got stopped from tearing down the Twitter sign, then he got stopped from keeping his stupid X up. When is he going to, like, get the message?
One day, hopefully. Maybe we need the fight.
I don't really like Mark Zuckerberg for obvious reasons. He kind of created the American Panopticon. It's like him and the NSA are like the two. But I do think it would be really funny if he beat the absolute piss out of Elon Musk, like, all up and down.
Yeah.
We deserve that as a society, and God, Zuck would rip him inside out. Like, really? It would be unbelievable.
People talk about him, like, because Musk is tall, I guess, like, 6'2", and Zuck is, like, 5'7", but, like, that's nothing.
Me, personally, I could beat Elon Musk in a fight. And that's not bragging. That's saying Elon Musk is very weak. I lift 50-pound bags of steer turds for a living.
Yeah.
He could do nothing to me. We're roughly the same height. I could pick him up over my shoulder and throw him through a plate glass window like it was nothing. He's just a doughy South African turd. And Zuck is going to beat him like yeast dough.
I can only hope.
I don't think they're ever going to lay hands on each other, but I hope and pray that they will.
Zuck seems really down for it.
Yeah, Zuck wants it. It's great. Ooh, I can play Palia. If you hear loud noises, you're welcome. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I hope it runs good on my computer. I'm so fucking excited.
What are your thoughts on Fallout general?
The franchise?
Yeah, the franchise.
I like it. I don't think it's, transgender. Which
okay.
Seems to be the latest take. It's like, wow, if you played Fallout, you're trans. It's like, no, I was trans.
New Vegas, specifically. Gotta specify.
I don't know why New Vegas would be. When I play New Vegas, I play a complete doofus and, punch my way through situations. I don't know how that would affect my gender. Why does this come to mind?
Oh, I was going to mention there's a Fallout X Magic the Gathering set happening in the near future.
Oh, sorry, I'm in a cutscene and it doesn't have subtitles. Oh, I'm in character creation. Yay!
Yeah, but yeah, mostly just the crossover that is happening. So, getting you prepared for that.
The crossover of Fallout and what now?
Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that's probably fine. I hope that there's a junk jet card that lets you just fire random cards from your deck at people. That would be really fun. That's all I want.
Yeah, with their current run of crossover stuff, most of the cards seem like stuff that people who like the thing will also like. Like the Warhammer stuff, the Transformer stuff, I guess.
I have a coworker, younger guy, who's really into the Warhammer cards, and it sounds really funny the combos he's coming up with. Because apparently, there's a Warhammer character called, I think it's Karn the Destroyer. He's one of the red, murder guys. And he has this card that's destroy all cards that are the same type as the targeted card. And the combo goes that there's a card it can target, which counts as all types. So if you make it target that card, you make your opponent discard their entire deck.
Hmm.
That sounds really funny to me. Magic is the fuck around game. I'm a big fan.
It's said before, because what people think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a little bit of insane blowout combos a little bit. Yu-Gi-Oh! Slowed down a lot. It's still fast, but it's slowed down a lot now. And now Magic is accelerating fast and faster and printing more and more. So, look at the timeline. MTG 30? Yeah, the 2024 is three different sets basically every quarter.
I see.
Which is a lot, considering they're some are mostly new cards. And the Assassin's Creed set is also coming in 2024. The Final Fantasy one is coming out later this year.
Oh.
Along with the Doctor Who one.
Good. Why not?
That's kind of how I feel about the universes beyond, whatever beyond stuff. Kind of just sure, put that in Magic, whatever. It was really bad at the beginning when they started doing this. And a lot of this was don't know if they printed in a regular set or get regular cards or not.
Mm-hmm.
But now, this is just the reality of it now. And what wizards want.
You know how it is with wizards.
Yeah. I didn't see the card game channel, but there was a thing Yeah, that's fine. But like this thing where the main, like the head designer was like, was asked about printing, like about how the current recent set is very expensive. It has a lot of staple cards in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, and they're like, oh, well, do you want me to us to print a like lower power set? So it'll be at the same price as like a regular set. And that's like, that's like a key misunderstanding of like what people want.
I think the idea is make cheaper cards, S-Way.
Yeah, let me post this a lot of words. Basically, like, oh, it would be like the power level is like a regular set. If you want to be, it's a regular set. And it's like, pro this. Worry too much about like secondary stuff here. Between that and like a lot of the Hasbro wizard stuff, it's very bad for Magic right now.
I believe it.
Like people are still playing it, but like it's very much turning into like the event.
God.
Of like, how much did Post Malone, like Lords of the Rings just came out? So they printed a one of one, the One Ring.
I remember that. That's crazy.
Yeah, like there's other copies of it out there, different art, but like there's one of one of that art and whatever. Post Malone bought it for I think like $2 million or something.
Hey Wheeler, I made a MILF. You want to see? I can turn on my stream and you can see my MILF.
Yeah, sure.
You can tell our listeners how great my MILF is. I didn't mean to turn on the camera. I don't have a camera. Because of the FBI.
That's understandable.
There's my MILF. I haven't picked your voice yet, but she's a MILF.
Hmm.
You can look pretty fucking cool in this game. I don't know why I'm stuck zoomed in.
There's like a lot of customization, yeah.
Yeah. There could be more. I wish they had like body type going on, but yeah. It's still like fine.
Yeah, for like open beta, you can add more.
Mm-mm. I like the yellow more than the green. Yeah, I'm here milfing.
Mm.
Milfing ain't easy.
Yeah. Anything we missed? Anything I forgot?
I don't think. Like we talked about every subject on God's Green Earth, right? Like we didn't miss a whiff.
Yeah, basically. Oh. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think we got it. I think we did. Everybody, welcome to the Planet of the Base.
Die! Never die!
Retweet this episode if women are your favorite guy.